Our next lecture is on the dedication of children. It's one of the dearest privileges a pastor has, one of the most heartwarming things we get to do. It's my view that only Christian parents can actually dedicate a child to the Lord. If they themselves aren't dedicated to the Lord, how can they dedicate anything else, especially as precious as their child? I have been asked occasionally if I would baptize or dedicate a child for someone who wasn't a believer. And at first, I didn't know how to answer them. But then what I decided, I said, you know, I wouldn't be comfortable with that in one of our services, but I would be happy to come to your home. You can bring your family together, and I will pray for your child, and we can make a special moment of praying for your child. I don't use the word dedication. They don't know the difference because they're not used to church language. And that gives them an option, and it doesn't alienate us from the unbeliever who might really be moving toward God in this step, because that's a chance then to invite them into other church things and to create a great relationship. When a couple requests a dedication for their child, that's a great opportunity. In my experience, often this is a family you know well from your church. You already know of their faith, you know where they come from. So it may not be necessary to have further meetings with them to assure that they understand. But if it should be somebody that you don't know very well, then this is a great opportunity to visit with them, have them to your office or to go to their home, and ask them how they know the Lord, talk to them about raising their child, about the importance of the church in their child's life and their lives as well. It's possible that you might have a believing parent and an unbelieving parent. I've never had that happen. I would suggest as kindly as I could that this is really for the believing parent. But if I thought that this was really going to create tension, I would just include the other parent because the downside, the cost is not worth alienating this person who might otherwise have an interest in your church. I want to make sure that the couple knows exactly what's going to happen. It's nerve-wracking for them. They're not used to being on a platform of a church. It's my custom. I have a letter that I send to parents. I affirm the date that we're going to do this, exactly what will happen, and so forth, which are things I'm going to tell you. I tell them what I'm going to ask them. There's a prayer that I ask them to pray that I print for them so that they're prepared. And so everyone is ready. Sometimes this child dedication isn't just for infants. For example, somebody comes to your church and, you know, maybe they've moved a lot and they've just never had their little one dedicated. And now they're 3 or 4 or 6. And you might say, well, let's do that now. Sometimes it's somebody who came to faith a little later and now they have this child and they would like to do this. That's fine. It doesn't matter. If a child is old enough to make their own decision for Christ, I would say then that's the point that we don't do the dedication ceremony. But don't alienate anyone over that because there's no harm whatsoever in someone dedicating their grown child if they wish to. So it's not a problem. You might have an opportunity to dedicate a child who's been adopted. And that's a special thing. Because you can talk, if it's public knowledge that this child was adopted and it's not breaking any confidences or anything like that, you can talk about the biblical doctrine of adoption and that this mirrors that. And that gives you an extra opportunity that this child was especially sought. It'll be really precious. A dedication of a child is usually part of a regular service in the church, a Sunday morning service, normally, at least in my experience. A practical piece of advice is put it at the beginning, because somewhere there's a child, a little child, a baby perhaps, who's getting restless. And you don't want that child to be restless. You want them to be as at ease and ready and have the parents have everything ready so that child's ready to go. If you wait till after the sermon or three quarters of an hour in, you don't know what condition that little one will be in. So it's just a practical piece of advice that I would tend to have a child dedication early in the service as possible. Often, when I do these, I call the parents up. they stand next to me. Sometimes I'll have more than one at a time because maybe it's a special day or something like that. And I usually let them hold the child most of the time. The child's more comfortable with that. As I will mention later, at the very end, I might take the baby in my arms or the little one. Occasionally, I've gotten down on a knee next to a child that's old enough to stand and sort of independent. I'll get down on one knee next to him or her so that they don't feel like a baby if you lift them up, right? And if a child is really fussy, really crying, then you want to just use your hand. You don't want to hold that child. They're only going to cry more if you take them in. And it doesn't matter, really. It's not significant either way. So, as I said, you invite the parents to the platform. Now, how much you say is up to you. Sometimes you can spend quite a bit of time. There are scripture passages you could read, and on the screen I'll put some of those references and you can look them up. But like Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not turn from it. Or the wonderful pictures of Jesus taking children on his lap and blessing them. And you can just read that. There are several, and any of those will work. It could be that the parents have a verse of scripture that's really precious to them that they think of with this child. Well, then that's great. Use that verse. Then you want to make some basic comments. Now, I have them all written out here, but here's the gist of it. Friends, the family is a divine institution. It's God-ordained from the beginning of human history. Children, the Bible says, are a heritage from the Lord, committed by God to the parents for care and protection and for training for the glory of Christ. It's important that all parents recognize this sacred obligation and their responsibility to God in this matter. And so we honor these parents for their desire to dedicate their child. This is a good thing. Then you might mention some from Scripture who dedicated their children. Moses' mother, Jochebed. Remember Jochebed? She put her son in God's hands when she put him in the basket in the Nile. Samuel's mother, Hannah, recognized that her child was the Lord's when she brought him to Eli, the high priest, to be raised up by Eli. And of course, Joseph and Mary, in keeping with the law, brought Jesus to the temple on the eighth day to be consecrated to the Lord. Now, these parents are recognizing their obligation and their desire to give their child back to the Lord. It's a responsibility that they want to share. In doing this publicly, they're acknowledging before you, the church, their desire to raise this child in Christ. And they're asking your help. We're part of this. We're part of their family. And so we take that seriously. As the years pass, this family and this child might move to another town somewhere and there'll be another church. But we represent all the believers who will care for this child in the days ahead. These parents recognize that when we dedicate this child, this doesn't save this child. That is a decision that child will have to make for themselves. But we believe that we are putting this child into the care of God and that he will take care of him or her and that that child is safe in Jesus till such time as they can make their own decision. Now, in the child dedication, at this point, in some churches, you would ask the parents to make some promises. Like, I'll give you one example. Do you solemnly promise before God and these witnesses that with God's help and guidance, you will undertake to bring this little one to trust Jesus Christ as Savior and to serve him as Lord, making use of all the helps God has given you in the family and the church? And they would say, we do. There are other ones that you might use, just statements that they'd say we do, too. It's my custom to have prepared on a card a prayer that the parents have read ahead of time and that they read. I read it with them primarily because I'm the guy with the mic and I want the congregation to be able to hear what they're saying. But this is the prayer. Lord, thank you for this child you have given us. I willingly and gratefully give him back to you, dedicating him to your glory and service. I solemnly promise before you and this congregation that with your help and guidance and theirs, I will both model and teach God's word to him. I will seek to introduce him to Christ. I will pray faithfully for him. And I will be sure we as a family are accountable to other believers in the church. Heavenly Father, I trust you with this, my precious child. In Christ's name, amen. At this point, then I pray for the child. And you can pray this extemporaneously. You can have a short prayer. I'm going to read a short prayer so you get the idea, but you can do this as you wish. At this point, I would put my hands on the child. If they're very quiet, if they're sleeping, then I'm happy to take them in my arms. That's great. And, you know, you have to give the congregation a little time to ooh and ah over that baby. You're going to take them, you're going to hold them up, and they're just going to think it's so cute and so precious. And that's great. It's a family time. You don't have to be in a hurry. But then when I'm holding this child or have my hand on the child's head, I say, Our Father in heaven, we ask that you will give wisdom and grace to these parents as they face the challenges of parenting. Provide for all their needs as they serve you in this important ministry. We pray for this little one, Mary Elizabeth. As she grows up, we pray that she will know and love you and develop into a godly woman in whom you can be glorified. For Christ's sake, amen. So that's short. You know, you don't want this to get too long because of a child. You don't know what's going to happen in the next minute. They start climbing around. If you take a child in your arms, that's great, but then you have to be prepared for them to be grabbing at your tie or your mic or your notes or whatever. That's why you want to kind of decide whether you want to have them up close. The very first dedication I ever did was a little baby boy, and he went nuts. He started crying and crying. And I had a mic right here like this, so the whole congregation was kind of wincing because it was so loud. That little boy, by the way, is well into his 30s now. He wandered far away from Jesus for a long time, and then he came back. It was almost like that struggle he had here in my arms that first Sunday, he lived out for a long time, and now he's come back to the Lord.
TVS Seminary is a great way to invest in the kingdom of God. Please consider making a donation to support this effective educational and outreach ministry today. We exist upon your gracious giving. Please donate to support TVS Project's continuation and growth. For more information, visit tvsseminary.com.
So after I've prayed, then there's the actual words of dedication. If I can, I take the baby in my arms. If not, I put my hand on his or her head. And I'll say, Now, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I present this child, Anders William Eklov, that's my son's name, to you, to your protection, and to your saving and sanctifying grace. Amen. That might be all you do. There are a couple other things that you might consider. Sometimes it's good to have the congregation make some promises. They don't forget. That they have a responsibility. So you might say to the congregation, do you promise solemnly before God and one another that with God's help and guidance, you will support these parents with your prayers as they seek to fulfill their responsibilities to this child? And do you promise to assist them by providing encouragement, counsel, and ministries to guide them in the ways of godliness? If so, answer, we do, and the whole church says, we do. I mentioned in another lecture that one of the favorite things in our church is at this point, after we've done this, I'll take that child in my arms and I'll walk up and down the aisle of the church while somebody sings a gentle song or plays something on the piano or the guitar. I walk up the aisle and I invite people to bless that child. And they reach out and they touch his feet or his head and they go, God bless you, and they name him or her. And they love this. They love it. The problem is you can't get to everyone in our church. There's about 175, 200 people. I can't get to all of them in the time of a song, which is maybe 3 minutes. So they remind me, last time you went that side, you have to come to our side this time, so everybody gets a chance to bless those children. It's a beautiful thing. We also prepare a certificate that marks that day. So perhaps that mother will put it in a baby book or a scrapbook, but something that marks that day. I have one where the parents actually sign that they have given their child to the Lord on that day. Sometimes, as I mentioned, a child, there may be a special verse that you can read. I worked with a senior pastor once who always looked up the name of the child and what it meant. And he would say that in the dedication, this child's name means such and such. And then he would draw out a verse of scripture that kind of fit with that name. That was a great tradition, and we came to expect that. It could be if you have godly grandparents for this child, that you might have them pray, one of them or two. That's a kind of neat thing. Not everybody has godly grandparents. So that gives you some ideas of what you can do. I love this part of a service, and the whole church loves it. And then as a pastor, if you've been in a church a while, you watch these little ones start to grow up. One Sunday I did a dedication for this little guy. And I already dedicated his sister, who was about four. Well, after the service, she came up and wanted to know if we could have a dedication service for her little doll. So on the platform, I kneeled down, and they have a picture of me and this little girl and her doll as we prayed. It's a special thing to be a pastor, isn't it?